The Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello at breakthecycle.org.uk.
There we are, a blast from my past, something from 1982, from Modern Romance, and I've got a funny feeling that I'm going to be made to feel very old in just a tick. Now, someone that has been to the Isle of Wight a few times, and we've interviewed him a couple of times, and he interrupted the football on Saturday and said, "Oi, Mush, can you interview my daughter? She's got a new single coming out this coming weekend." So we've got Natalie Grace on the other end of this line. How are you?
I'm fabulous, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, and I'm just feeling a little bit old, purely and simply because, you know, we know Andy, and we've spoken many times. We've spoken about Modern Romance, and it's sort of, you know, I grew up in those times, and now it's like passing over to the next generation, which of course is you.
Yeah.
So how? I mean, is that a scary thing to step out of the shadow?
Think so, because I've always, like, you know, gone with him to gigs when I was younger, and then obviously I started performing with them when I was about 15, I think. So it's kind of always just been a part of my life, and just pretty normal, really.
You have been a part of Modern Romance for a number of years then yourself.
Yeah, so how old am I now? About 7 years.
Wow. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously you've learned the trade with you know, under your dad's guise, I'm guessing. And now you're stepping out and you've got a new single coming out. And I'm guessing he was really, really proud. But was it a difficult thing to sort of say, "Look, hey, Dad, I'm gonna step away from Modern Romance for a bit. I'm gonna go solo." Was he okay about it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's kind of always been the plan. Like, as soon as I realised that music was what I wanted to do with my life, it was always kind of going to be the plan that I was going to be an artist in my own right. And, you know, I'm not leaving Modern Romance anytime soon. It's just that we're going to change things up a bit. And instead of me being part of Modern Romance, it will be Modern Romance featuring Natalie Grace, which is really cool.
Which is you. And you got your own single. So when we talk about the single itself, it's totally different to Modern Romance. Anything that is, was that done deliberately?
No, not really. Obviously I've been very influenced by 80s music, like, my whole life. It's half of what I listen to. But in terms of music I wanted to make, I don't know. I never really thought about sort of it. I don't know. It's always been really hard in terms of what kind of style shall I make, because I'm influenced by so many things. So I often have an issue where every song that I write is a sort of complete different subgenre. And then the top question you get asked as a new emerging artist is, "What kind of music do you make? What genre is your music?" And I'm just there like, So there's like soul elements and jazz elements and pop and R&B elements. So I still don't really know what to call it. Every song sounds completely different. But I guess it's just an amalgamation of everything I love to listen to and sing to, just kind of brought out as me. It's just my kind of sound.
Brilliant. Well, it sounds wonderful. It really does. And I said off air that as a program controller, I would put it on the playlist and I wouldn't have any problem with it. There are a lot of new songs around at the moment that have a name, tag, and you think that you feel like you've got to put it on the playlist. And you think, "I don't really want to because it doesn't sound..." But with your music, it just sounds... It's yours, for a start. It doesn't sound like Modern Romance, but it's very listenable. And I've only heard it twice, and I'm just thinking it's catchy and it's in my brain now. So, you know, I look forward to playing it again in a minute. But it must be difficult. I don't know how difficult it is. I mean, very recently I had an interview with Lola Lennox, daughter of Annie Lennox, and she was making a point of saying that she wanted to sound totally different to her mum. And when you play the single, she sounds just like her mum. But you have managed to, you know, really sound totally, totally different to what modern romance's sound is like, which is, I guess it's a good thing. I guess it's, you know, a compliment that you got your own sound and you haven't sort of, you know, gate crashed a party 40 years on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I could sound like them even if I tried, because they are quite a niche genre, I would say. Like, they're kind of Latin-y vibes, but also like 80s pop. And it's kind of, I feel like there wasn't a lot of that going around. There still isn't a lot of that going around. So even if I tried to make something that sound like them, I don't think it would be very good.
I'm sure it would be. I mean, I've got so many questions I want to ask you, but what happens now with you know, we all know what happened years ago when you released a single, but how different is it now to release a track? It's coming out on Saturday. How's it going to be available? What are you doing to sort of promote it?
So I've been promoting it for about a week now, like officially promoting it, but I'm sort of mentioning it here and there on my social media before, but it's been a long, hard road, because I don't have a team or a manager or anything like that. So I've had to do everything myself. And being that I am a performer and not a sort of music business savvy person, I had to just learn it all, essentially. So for the last five or so, or maybe three or so months, like after the song was written and stuff, I was doing like online courses, lots of reading and research, and just a lot of hard work and a lot of lists, basically, because I thought I want to do everything properly the first time around, rather than, you know, release a single, it's just put out into the abyss and then kind of just sits there and does nothing. So even the sort of admin-y business side of things that most independent artists probably wouldn't want to do themselves, like sort of joining PRS and PPL and signing up for the Musicians Union and just all the sort of admin-y stuff, I made sure to do all of that, just so I could do everything as professionally and properly as possible. But yeah, so it took a lot of work, but I'm kind of almost there. And I've got a week left of a daily promotional content, all of which I made myself. Luckily, I'm quite good on computers and, you know, creating posters and little videos and things like that, because all of my skills I've picked up over the years came in handy for this, which was really good. And then I've also got some post-release content to put out, like the lyric video, some covers, hopefully. I've asked some friends if they can cover the song and put their own little twist on it. Also like an acoustic video that I filmed recently with a friend. So a lot of things to come. But I think the worst of it and the hard part is out the way, at least.
It sounds like you're in full control of what you do, which is probably a good thing. And when you read a lot of stories about people when they're first starting out and they've got companies that are doing it all for them, a lot of them have said in the past that they wish they'd have done it themselves or had more say in what was going on. So I'm guessing that's a major plus.
Yeah, because I mean, if I ever do end up with a manager or a team, which is hopefully going to happen at some point, it will be good that I'll know kind of a lot of what's going on. So if I don't agree with something, or if there is something I want to implement or try, then I can say, why don't we try this? Or I've done it like this before. So I won't just be sort of sitting in the corner completely clueless, like, what is going on?
Yeah, I suppose it stands you in good stead. And I mean, that's the way of the world now. That's how things work. So you've also done a video for it as well.
Yes, I filmed that a week ago. Luckily, I have some very talented friends who helped me out with that. So I cast two of my friends in it who are on acting degrees and are very, very good actors. I had my housemate film and edit it, because she's got a sort of videography experience. My brother also helped with the filming and was very nice to lend us his equipment that he has for filming stuff for work. And then I had another friend who was taking sort of behind the scenes photos. So it was really nice actually to have like a group of my really close friends all together with me for this first experience of filming a music video. And definitely a nice memory that I can look back on.
So how is the video going to be seen? Is it it's going to be available when the single comes out? The single comes out on obviously on Saturday. Tell us all about that.
So the single is coming out Saturday. It's going to be available on all major streaming and music download platforms. The lyric video will be out, I think, about a week later. And then I think what I'm going to do is have a little sort of, what's the word? Not competition, but like incentive, and say, if you get me to such and such amount of streams for the single, then I will release the music video sooner. So hopefully that kickstarts something. But yeah, I'm just very excited for all of it.
Brilliant. So this is the debut single then?
Yes, first single ever.
Any more tracks in the pipe?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm already working on the next three. So, yeah. I think one of them is nearly done. There's another one that is sort of just started. It's just got some chords to it at the moment. And then another one that actually required some live input. So I've had to get my two members of my band to send me the guitar and the bass parts for us to put in, and then we just need to add the rest.
And is as dad had any input at all?
Not really.
Or have you told him to mind his own business?
Well, he's kind of my acting manager, basically. So anything that I am not sure of or would like a bit of guidance or clarification on, I'll call him up or send it his way, forward it to him, and see what he thinks. And then also he's my go-to person for, you know, checking audio things. So, you know, if I write a new song or anything like that, I'll say to him, what do you think of this? Or this is the newest mix of the song. Tell me what you think. So he was actually, I think, the first person other than the producer and the mastering engineer who heard the fully final finished song, and he played it on his PA system in his office, so it was nice and loud, and yeah, he really liked it, so that's always good.
That must make you feel good about yourself, because as I say, when you know your dad is liking it and got it on, you know, he's on board with it, that's fab. So good luck with the release of the single this coming Saturday. I suppose you can get it on iTunes. You can get it. How else can we get it?
I have a list here.
Good.
I have a list of everything. Me and my lists are just endless, to be honest. So
I'm going to ask you quickly: is it a list on paper or is it a list that's in your phone?
I have both actually. Got a paper list here, and then stuff on my phone, stuff on my laptop.
Good, because a young person like yourself wouldn't. I mean, come on! If you were doing like pen and paper, that's like olden day stuff, isn't it?
Oh, I do still use pen and paper. I just whatever is available to me at that current moment. So it depends what it is, where the list goes.
Cool. Go on, give us that list.
So we got Spotify, iTunes, what's that? Oh, YouTube Music, Google Play. It'll be on TikTok, so you can use it in a TikTok video. Deezer, Tidal, Amazon Music, and then a whole lot more that I don't know the names of because I've never heard of them. But yeah, so the distributor just distributes to like a whole bunch of platforms. But those are the sort of main mainstream ones.
How incredible is it and how much has changed? I mean, obviously, I'm just thinking when your dad released something with Modern Romance, I think the first single came out in 1981 and I remember buying it and playing a B-side. You would probably know all about B-sides because you've been told about them, but how things were available back then, single. on vinyl, and then about 2 years later it was on CD. Now you got all these things. I mean, it's so different. Hey, look, I wish you all the luck in the world with the release of the single and the video as well. Thanks. And give my regards to your dad. And there is an Ireland connection here as well, isn't there?
Yes, so my boyfriend is actually from the island, actually literally down the road from your studio. How far did you say it was? At the bottom of the hill where he lives. So,
oh, wow.
Down the road from you right now.
So that's where you are. You're literally, oh, crikey. It would have been easier for you to come in and do the show, but obviously with things the way they are at the moment, it is a little bit tricky, but... oh, well, that's the good to know. So next time you visit him, maybe pop in and things will be different.
Hopefully.
Really good to talk to you. Good luck with the release of the new single and the video as well.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So that was Natalie Grace, and we've been talking about the single, which comes out this weekend. It's called Ask You One Thing.